Okay, my friends. Today we are reading a story called Snowmen at Night. And this story was written by Carolyn Bruner. And the pictures are by Mark Bruner. And they both have the same last name. And I'm going to guess it's because they are related. I don't know how. Well, I think Carolyn is a girl's name, and Mark, I think, might be a boy's name here, which would make them brother and sister, or husband and wife, or mom and son, or they could be cousins. But somehow I think they might be because they have the same last name. I bet if we Google it, it'll tell us. My guess is it's probably husband and wife. But anyways, let's find out what snowmen do at night, shall we? We shall.
And sister and brother.
Yeah, who knows? Who knows? But we should say that today's story is read by Mommy and... Drum roll, please. It's a tough one. I can tell you what he's doing, and maybe you can guess. He has a bowl of peaches.
Pika.
And he's eating them.
Pika.
Like an, Pika. Like a cute little animal, right?
Pikachu!
It's Pikachu. He is back with me and back with you. Welcome back, Pikachu. Don't lightning bolt me. Let's find out what happens to snowmen.
Pikachu!
Okay. Here we go. Oh, well, first we can see that there is... What's happening here? A little boy is...
And a little girl.
Is rolling along a piece...
A little girl.
You think it's a girl? It could be. We don't really know, I guess. But this child is rolling some snow, a ball of snow in the snow to collect more snow. And then it has been... It's turned into an even bigger ball, right? And then... she has stacked these two on top of each other. And I believe what's happening is this child is making a snowman. Okay. Oh, boy. Here we go.
One wintry day, I made a snowman. Very round and tall. The next day when I saw him, he was not the same.
Oh, that's interesting. I wonder why.
His hat had slipped. His arms drooped down, and he really looked a fright. It made me start to wonder, what do snowmen do at night?
That's a really good question. Because you would think while the people are looking at them, they're sitting perfectly still, right? They're not doing anything. But then when you wake up the next morning and you look at a snowman, they have somehow changed, right? Something must happen at night. Here we go.
I think that snowmen start to slide when it gets really dark. Off the lawn and down the street, right into the park.
Why not?
They gather in a circle while they wait for all the others, sipping cups of ice-cold cocoa made by snowman mothers.
Oh. Some snowmen, they obviously would have mothers somewhere, right, who make snowmen. Ice-cold cocoa. Not hot cocoa, because that would melt them.
Then the snowman games begin. They line up in their places, each one anxious for his turn in the snowman races.
And, oh my goodness gracious me, look at them go.
I think the kids' one is winning.
You think so? They're little kids. Snowman is quite the athlete.
After everyone has a chance at racing... Once or twice. They go on over to the pond to do skating tricks on ice.
Oh, well, you know what? If you're made out of snow, then ice skating must not be very hard because really all you're doing is just kind of moving along on stuff that you're used to anyways. You don't have two legs to make you fall.
Sometimes they start giggling and then they act like clowns. They jump and bump into each other till they all fall down.
Oh my goodness. And this one's doing something. What is he doing? Can you tell?
Making a snow angel.
Yeah. Oh, friends, this picture is so funny. That snowman is making a snow angel. Amazing. I can't even begin to tell you why, but there he is. Okay. Then
they gather up their snowballs. The pitcher takes his aim, and underneath the moonlit sky, they play a baseball game.
With their snowballs. Like how you would have a snowball fight, but instead they pitch like they're playing baseball. I wonder how they get to run the bases. But I want to point out one other fun thing. Friends, if you can get your hands on this book, look at what this moon is doing. I spy with my little eye. What does the moon look like?
A face.
What kind of face?
A snowman face.
A snowman face. The moon looks like a snowman face. Oh, okay.
No one knows just how it started, but soon it's quite a sight. With snowmen throwing snowballs in the world's best snowball fight.
There they all are. Throwing snowballs at each other.
And then it's time for sledding. It's a wild ride down the hill.
And I do think this is also funny because they are using sleds and tires and things like that, but they don't have to. They could just simply slide. Because, well, they're made out of snow, right?
Wahoo! They yell. This is by far the snowman's biggest thrill. Finally, they're all tuckered out and getting sleepy, so they slowly gather up their things, and one by one, they go.
So if your snowman's grin is crooked or he's lost a little height, maybe you'll know just what he's been doing.
What snowmen do at night.
I don't know, but I'm going to have to say that the snowmen do change quite a bit during the night. And I can't tell you why. But I can say this. I just looked at the back of the book.
Oh. And parents, this is just for you guys. But the guys just melt. Just tell your kids. The snowmen just melt. Just tell your kids that they wander off.
Okay. That's smart. So that was a message just for the moms and dads, so kids don't listen to that part. Yep. And I do want to point out one last thing. I just read here that they are a husband and wife team. So that explains why they have the same last name. And our mystery is solved. Okay, Pikachu, can you say the end?